You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to A Flame Ministry with your host, Pastor Kathleen Panning. Kathleen Panning, who has been an ordained minister for over 35 years, brings her experience to your ministry. Be it energizing your staff or working through conflicts with your faith community. So now, please welcome the host of A Flame Ministry, Pastor Kathleen Panning.
Welcome to A Flame Ministry. I am your host, Pastor Kathleen Panning, and we are here on Bold Brave Talk and TuneIn Radio. This is a show about ministry in all of the many and varied forms and facets that has. And it's especially for those of you who are professionals in ministry, whether you're a pastor, priest, rabbi, even an imam, deacon, elder, cantor, whatever your title may be. But it's also for those of you who are members of a faith community and in a leadership position. Especially for those of you who are women in these kinds of leadership positions. And my guest today is the Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Elberts. Dr. Maureen has worked with the World Bank in Washington, D.C. for 25 years, leading organizational change management interventions in diversity, equity, and inclusion. She founded the International Center for Empowerment and Leadership in 2002, where she coaches, mentors, trains, and facilitates faith-based leaders to grow in their personal, professional, emotional, financial, and spiritual lives. She's passionate about empowering women of color in leadership, and she currently conducts leadership development coaching and mentoring labs where she helps faith-based women in leadership develop the resilient mindset required to courageously fulfill their life's calling and purpose. She also conducts financial literacy programs designed to help or to teach biblical principles for financial prosperity to faith-based leaders and members of the body of Christ globally. And she is the founder and CEO of Zorba's Orphans Fund. That's a 501c3 charitable organization dedicated to empowering the minds of orphans and vulnerable youths for the future and to free girls from sex trafficking. She's an ordained Christian minister currently serving at One God Ministry in Fairfax, Virginia. She is also a mother and grandmother. She, her son, and family reside in Alexandria, Virginia, and she is an author. And we're going to be specifically talking about her book today called Live Your Life from the Inside Out, Unlocking the Power of the Divine Coach Within. Dr. Maureen, welcome to A Flame Ministry.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
We've been trying to get this coordinated to be on the show together for over a period of a little bit of time here. So it's really great to finally be able to talk with you about this. What do you mean by living from the inside out?
Yes, thank you. That's a great question. And that's the reason why I wrote the book. I believe that because of the lack of knowledge of who the Holy Spirit is, many believers are living a life way below their potential. And because of this lack of knowledge, or in some cases, because they will never be able to receive the Holy Spirit. They will never be able to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. So living your life from the inside out means to live your life guided by the Holy Spirit, guided by His voice and guided by His direction to be able to attain the financial, emotional, relational, and spiritual empowerment that Jesus Christ came and guaranteed that we have once we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
So for some people, the Holy Spirit is really a nebulous concept, shall I say? And I mean, we can't see the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's never been in human form like Jesus in that sense. That, at least we don't talk about them exactly the same. And for Christians, various denominations have different ways of talking about the Holy Spirit, so to speak. So how do you understand and who the Holy Spirit is, or the divine coach, as you say?
Yes, very good question. And lots of people want to know that. Like you say, in Christianity, different religions refer to the Holy Spirit by the way He appears in different situations in our lives, by the way He manifests Himself. But just theologically speaking, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead, meaning that God being one, it's difficult to explain, but God being one person manifests Himself in three personalities or three ways. One of the personalities is Jesus, because He came to the earth and He had to take on a physical body to identify with what we go through in the earth. The second manifestation of God is through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit manifests Himself by wind, but He's not wind, fire. He's not fire, a still small voice within us. And the way He comes to live within us, and it's totally by faith, is when we, at our born-again experience, as those of us who are of faith, of the Christian faith, a born-again experience by recognizing that we need a Savior to deliver us from all of the trappings of the world, I may say. And many people are trapped and many people are bound. Many people need healing and all of this. And Jesus walked the earth in Jerusalem and He cannot manifest Himself all over the world at one time. So before He went back, He said to the disciples, I'm going to give you a comforter. I'm going to give you another person, and I'm going to send him to you so that he can help you to be able to live this life which I want you to live.
And that's we have to take a break at this point, but I, there's so much more I want you to share about that. But this is Bold Brave Talk and Tune In Radio. You're listening to A Flame Ministry, and I'm your host, Pastor Kathleen Panning. Dr. Maureen and I have much more to share on who the Spirit is and how the Spirit works and all of those things in our lives. So stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network.
You're listening to Aflame Ministry here on Bold Brave Talk and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Kathleen Panning, and my guest today is the Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Alberts, and she has a very long list of credentials, wonderful credentials, working with the World Bank for over 25 years, behavioral scientist, human and organizational development systems specialist, a life coach, a certified coach, also a John Maxwell trainer and ambassador for the John Maxwell Group. But Dr. Maureen, before the break, we were talking about the Holy Spirit, and you were talking about who the Holy Spirit is. You've written this book about the Spirit and living from the inside out. What led you to do that?
Yes, a very good question. I wrote this book to provide believers with a working knowledge and practical application of the inner workings of the Holy Spirit, who I call the Divine Coach. Sadly, the Holy Spirit is a missing discussion for many in the body of Christ today. He was missing when I was growing up as a young Catholic girl in the Caribbean. And I did not understand what it meant to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I understood it meant what it meant to have a relationship with God the Father, who I prayed to as a Catholic girl. And then when I became a Christian, meaning that I got converted to Christianity, and you may ask me, are Catholics not Christians? Yes, of course, they're Christians. We just have a different way in which we interact with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. If I want to get into theology, but anyway, I did not understand the Holy Spirit, and I was very shy, and I was not able to stand up for my faith, stand up for myself. But the day I had that transformational experience when a missionary came to my house to tell me about the power of Jesus Christ and his ability to transform my life and me having a personal relationship with Jesus, I accepted Christ. After that, I started praying in the name of Jesus, to Jesus, and then I heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And I said, my goodness, who am I supposed to pray to now? Do I pray to God the Father? Do I pray to the Spirit? Do I pray to Jesus? And I was so confused, asking the authority figures in my life to explain to me who the Holy Spirit is and what is his role. I couldn't get an answer, so I started to study the Bible. And as I studied the Bible, I encountered the Holy Spirit in the book of John chapter 14, where Jesus told us that he was going to send us this comforter who was going to teach us all the things that we need to know. And then I started interacting with him and found that it was a totally new experience. And I got the boldness, the courage, the ability to be able to do amazing things in my Christian life. So I want every Christian to know there is no reason to live our lives below our potential. The Holy Spirit is the potential within us, empowering us to be all that God has called us to be and all that He has called us to do.
Yeah, that everyone who grows up in a faith community, especially within Christian faith communities, has their own journey of faith. And it's interesting as I talk with various people through these shows to hear how many people at some point in their life, there's something that happens, can be very young, it can be much later in life, where the relationship they've had deepens in some way. Now, mm-hmm. some people call that being born again. Some people just call it like another step in their faith, or, you know, however that might be, whatever language is in their particular language of faith. And that can happen, I've also learned, with people who are of one of the other faiths of the book, which would include Jewish and Muslim, but we're talking specifically Christian here today. And that deepening of relationship is what I'm hearing was a real turning point for you, and how you began to understand of what, as a Christian, I call the third person of the Trinity, God the Spirit, and the workings of God that way in your life.
Yes, absolutely. I had this amazing encounter with the Holy Spirit. Entrance into my life, and I vividly remember the day when that transformational experience took place. See, I used to be an evangelical Christian, married to a pastor in the evangelical, and one of the things, I was quite young, one of the things that he told me as a young Christian girl, that the Holy Spirit doesn't manifest himself like the days in the day of Pentecost and in the New Testament to the early Christians. And so I believe that. When I moved to Costa Rica several years ago, I entered Bible school and I was interacting with what is called Pentecostal Christians. And I noticed that they had a boldness about them and they spoke in another language. And I don't want to talk too much about this other language, but they spoke in this other language, and I was like very doubtful that it was even real. And so I was skeptical. I heard them, and since my ex-husband had told me that doesn't happen, I thought they were inventing something.
I'm going to have to stop you for a minute. We have to take another break. And this is a great place to do that, to leave people wanting to hear some more of the story. So this is Bold Brave Talk and Tune In Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host here on Aflame Ministry. Dr. Maureen and I have much more to share, and she's in the middle of a story, so stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, 2/3, and 2/4. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states,
Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zurich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
We are on Bold Brave Talk and Tune in Radio, and you're listening to Aflame Ministry. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host. My guest today is Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Elberts, and we are talking about her book, Live Your Life from the Inside Out, Unlocking the Power of the Divine Coach Within. And before the break, Dr. Maureen, you were just starting in on sharing your experience of being what many people call being filled with the Spirit, and yet being very skeptical when you were hearing people, what I presume was speaking in tongues and in a foreign language that you didn't understand. And so please continue that story, because you were in the middle of it when we had to take a break.
Yes, of course. So, as I was saying, my ex-husband, who was a pastor, had told me that the experience that the early Christians had on the day of Pentecost with the Holy Spirit coming into that upper room and appearing with like cloven tongues of fire on their head, and they all began to speak in other tongues. He said that because that there were many people in Jerusalem that day and they all spoke different languages, it was important for the Holy Spirit to manifest himself and give them these tongues so that the people coming from Asia and all the different places in the world, they were, when they gathered in Jerusalem, they could actually understand the gospel message that the disciples were preaching. So I believe that it's a very plausible explanation. And the thinking person that I am, I live in my head most of the time. I believed it. So when I went to Costa Rica and was in Bible school and heard these people speaking these languages, and I thought, this is really not, that can't be happening. They're just making this up. But I saw that they were different. There was one lady who led our Bible study, and she had the amazing light on her face. And besides that, she had the gift to explain the scriptures. And not only that, she never got frustrated. She was had a peace about her. I cannot even explain how that woman, I looked at her and I thought, I want what she had. So I went home and started calling and asking the Lord to baptize me. And to give you the whole story, I did not believe. Somebody called me from America to ask me if I had that day, if I had something that I was asking, seeking God for. It's a ministry I supported. And I said, yes, I was seeking God for a healing of someone. And we prayed for that person. And then she said, but what about you? Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? And I said, well, since I became a Christian and the Holy Spirit came to live with me, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I started giving her the runaround. And so she asked me to repeat some words after her, and then I will receive the Holy Spirit. I said to her, absolutely not. I am not going to repeat those words, because as far as I'm concerned, when I read the scripture, I did not see the Holy anybody telling the disciples how to receive the Holy Spirit. So I'm not going to do that. So she said, okay, well, I'll pray for you and believe God for your receiving the Holy Spirit. She prayed for me and hung up, and I started crying. I started saying to the Lord, Lord, because of my stubbornness, I could have received the Holy Spirit tonight, but I wanted you to baptize me like you did the disciples on the day of Pentecost. And so I started crying, and then he said, okay, just worship me. So I started saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship you, God. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. But then all of a sudden, I felt that I had no control over my tongue. My tongue just started to, it got heavy. And as I said, hallelujah, I worship you, in my mind, in my conscious mind, I was saying, hallelujah, I worship you. But the words that were coming out were completely different. And I wanted to stop, and I could not stop. And it was like a litany of I don't know what. My whole body was like on fire. And I was so scared. I thought I was possessed with the devil. I said, oh my God, what's happening to me? And I heard this voice inside of me saying, don't be afraid. It's me. I have come to help you.
And that's a powerful story. Powerful experience. So can people receive the Holy Spirit in different ways?
I would imagine so. I don't make this a theology. I cannot, because I don't know that. What I've seen in the scriptures is that when the Christians at Ephesus did not receive, did not have the Holy Spirit, and Paul and his companion, I think it was Paul and Barnabas, or one of the disciples that was sent to Ephesus, to ask them if they received the Holy Spirit, they said, we don't even know that there is a Holy Spirit. And they laid hands on the scripture, said they received the Holy Spirit. I don't know how they did, but my assumption is that they must have heard them speaking in other tongues like the disciples did. And similar in the time of Cornelius, when Cornelius and his family received the Holy Spirit, Peter said, and they received the Holy Spirit just like they did. So the only way I can deduce from those from that scripture is that for Peter to say they received the Holy Spirit, he had to have heard them speaking in other tongues. The Bible doesn't say that. It just said that, and they received the Holy Spirit just like we did. So I would imagine the ways of manifesting himself, and I would not say that it is only through the manifestation of speaking in tongues, you know. But for me, that's what I wanted, and that's what I got.
Because scripture does say that there are other gifts of the Spirit, not just speaking in tongues. So that, you know, for someone to say that just because I haven't spoken in tongues does not necessarily mean that you haven't received the Holy Spirit. We do have to take another break again. There's so much more to talk about. And what I'd like to move into after our break is how people can hear the Spirit talking within us. So this is Bold Brave Talk and Tune In Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning. We are here on A Flame Ministry. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them,
We discover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life.
A Flame Ministry here on Bold Brave Talk and Tune In Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host, and my guest today is Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Elberts. Among other things, she is an author, a mother, grandmother, John Maxwell certified trainer and ambassador, and an organizational development systems specialist specializing in the management of change in multicultural organizations. But we're talking about her book, Live Your Life from the Inside Out, and it's about hearing and responding to the voice of the Spirit. And before the break, Dr. Maureen, you were talking about your experience of receiving the gift of the Spirit. And I mentioned that not everybody has that experience. So how do we know if we've received the Spirit? And how do we hear the voice of the Spirit?
Yeah, very good question. You know, the scripture says that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit, because to receive the Spirit of God, you have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is only given to those who have turned their lives over basically to Christ. And I know that that is a lot that needs to be unpacked, but we don't want to go too theological. For those of you who are listening to me, you know what by turning your life over to Christ is the confession of our sins, is our accepting the provision of Jesus Christ as the only one that can bring us to that eternal life experience after we leave this earth. And it's simply believing that that's God's way. And that's what we believe as Christian people of faith. So in order to receive the Holy Spirit, we first have to go by way of Jesus Christ. After we receive Christ as our Savior, we start studying the Word of God. And when we start studying the Word of God, our faith increases in Christ. The Holy Spirit is totally given by choice, by God's choice, because it is he's a gift. Some people call him it. He's a person. He's a gift. He has a voice. And so when we receive him, as a divine gift, and it is amazing how he speaks. Some people call him, I heard a voice within me. Mm-hmm. I heard something say, some people would say, something told me. In the world, people call that sixth sense, that voice sixth sense. Some people call the voice of intuition. Mm-hmm. Which we have, but we have an inner pilot. Each person in the world has that inner voice that leads and guides them. It's just that because of the fact that we have divorced ourselves, so to speak, from the spiritual realm, which is having a close interaction with God. We don't hear his voice. But if we, when we receive Christ, God gives us the Holy Spirit. And like you were truthfully saying, he gives him to us in different ways. But he is a voice, the voice of truth within us that causes us to be able to discern between what is dangerous, what is not dangerous. If we're needing counseling, we can hear that inner voice speaking within us. Each person knows the voice of the Spirit because God will allow us to be able to know that it is not our thoughts, but is that deep inner stream of consciousness that we hear within us, especially if he confirms what he's telling you by a scripture or in many other ways. But the voice is within each one of us as Christians. And for the non-Christians, for the people who have, you know, have other beliefs, that voice is available to all of us, the voice of the conscious, the voice of the subconscious. But when we receive Christ, when we receive Christ as Savior, then his voice becomes so pronounced in our lives that we can actually tell. We don't need somebody to teach us. We know.
The one thing that comes to mind as you're talking is that there are so many voices that we hear. You know, on news media and even within the circles of faith groups, and discerning which is the voice of the Spirit can be difficult because there are people who say, well, God told me this, and somebody else says, well, no, God told me that, and it looks like they're two very different things. And to be able to discern, which is the word often used in scripture, but to be able to, how do you say that you know which voice to listen to, or how can somebody who's listening here begin to be able to figure out which is the voice of God and the Spirit speaking to them?
Okay, that's a very good question. And what I would say in my relationship, and I can only talk about my relationship to the Holy Spirit. In my relationship to the Holy Spirit, he does not go against the Bible that we believe in. He does go against, he would not, for example, we have principles and laws, commandments that God has given us to live by. So for instance, if God would not go against his word, he would not tell us to do something that is against what he has written in the word. That's one way. Huh? That's one way. He would always confirm it. Jesus said, I'm going back and I'm going to send you a comforter. I will not leave you alone. When I go back, I will send him to you. He will teach you. He will remind you of everything that I have told you. Don't worry about what you would say in the day when you need to be witnessing for me. The Holy Spirit will help you.
Okay. And we have to, we're going to have to take another break. And I want to continue this conversation because I think it's really important for people. But we do have to take a break. This is Bold Brave Talk and Tune In Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning. We are here on A Flame Ministry. It's Dr. Maureen and I have more to share, so stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting,
dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the Year of the Nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host here on Aflame Ministry on TuneIn Radio and Bold Brave Talk. My guest is the Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Elbert, and we are talking about the Divine Coach, living our lives from the inside out by listening to the Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Maureen, before the break, we were talking about how do we figure out which voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you were talking about the Spirit will never say anything that is against the principles of what Jesus and Scripture teach us. The only issue I have with that, or concern, I should say, is that I've heard people use Scripture in multiple different ways to mean multiple different things, and sometimes to what I would say twist it to make Scripture say what they want it to say. So how is there any basic principle, like a principle of love and caring and compassion? Are any of those kinds of things that we can rely on to know that we're hearing the voice of the Spirit?
Yeah, you are correct. And that's my concern as well, because there are so many people who will manipulate the Word of God in order to confuse or to confuse people, and especially those people who don't read the Word and study the Word. And what you just said about the principles and values that will guide us, there are principles and values that we live by that are in the Scriptures. And for every believer, every person who wants to know God, they have to first realize that there is a God. And like the Scripture says, no one can come to the Father except the Spirit draws them. So there's a drawing that takes place, and this language is really spiritual language. The Scripture says that the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth. But Jesus said that I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, so it starts off for us by believing in Jesus Christ, because the Holy Spirit is distinct from all of the voices that are in the world. And Jesus said, before long, I will not see you anymore. That's what he's saying to the disciples. You won't see me anymore in the flesh, but you will see me because I live. You will also live. And on the day that you receive the Holy Spirit, you will realize. Now that's how God works. God is so particular about his the the way he manifests himself through his spirit, because God is spirit. So the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is the voice of Jesus within us. God is so particular that he will not allow us to be confused if we have an intimate relationship with him. That intimate relationship comes from one, be recognizing that God is not just an entity out there without a voice. He loves us. He's created us. He wants to have a relationship with us. Once humbly we come to him and seek that relationship, and we humbly come to him as a child, asking for him to help us in whatever way we can talk to him, because conversation with God is what we call prayer. He will make sure there is no confusion, because the confusion comes, one, when people don't know the word of God. And that confusion, it is very simple. Jesus broke it down into three. He said, you love God with all your heart. So that means that you believe there is a God. You love your neighbor as yourself. He said, a new commandment I give unto you. So if there's anything we're doing that is going to harm ourselves or another person, and we say that the Spirit of God told us to harm that person, now that's totally outside of the wars that have been fought and the Old Testament. I know that this is it's going to be complex, and we can't break it down just in one call, because there are a number of unpackings that we have to do. But trust me, when we receive the Spirit of truth, Jesus said we will know the truth, and the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He doesn't lie, and the truth will set us free. This is all theological language. But first, we have believing that there's a God, believing in Jesus Christ. I know those who are listening to me and that don't believe in Christ, perhaps we were not going to argue about that, because God knows exactly how to work within us, and especially if we're genuine, in order to be able to reveal himself to us.
Yeah. So what's the benefit of someone listening to the voice of the Spirit, living from the inside out?
Right. Living from the inside out is because God has given us his Holy Spirit to empower us to be able to live an abundant life. Many people want to have the abundance in various areas of their lives. They want to live a life of significance. They want to add value to people. They want to preach the gospel. They want to do well in the marketplace. They want to do well in the businesses. They want to be able to overcome the emotional, all these emotions that cause people to take action that are not loving actions. So the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we will be able to live an empowered, successful, abundant, God-fearing, loving life.
Truth,
in love, in patience, in kindness, in forgiving one another, in gentleness, in giving, and having self-control. I just mentioned the gifts of the Spirit, as the Bible talks about them. So if you're living your life and you're gentle, you're forgiving, you're not holding grudges against people, you are a person who understands that you're not perfect, other people are not perfect, you can be very patient with them.
And we're going to have to take another break here, but what you have laid out as the gifts, what Christians call the gifts of the Spirit, those are all very delicious things. And so for people to think about that as, why should we listen to the Spirit? Because that's the kind of life that we can have. But we do have to take a break. This is Bold Brave Talk in TuneIn Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host here on A Flame Ministry. Dr. Maureen and I will be right back, so stay tuned.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Back, you are listening to A Flame Ministry here on Bold Brave Talk and TuneIn Radio. I'm Pastor Kathleen Panning, your host, and the Reverend Dr. Maureen McIntosh Elberts is my guest today. And Dr. Maureen, we are very quickly running out of time. Please tell people how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more and hear more from you, how they can get your book to read about more about living your life from the inside out. And if maybe just the last tiny tidbit of a thought.
Sure. You can get in touch with me through drmaureenmcintosh.com. You can get in touch with me on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has all my information, my profile, my email address and phone number. You can DM me on LinkedIn.
Okay. And drmaureen.com is drmaureenmcintosh.com, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that and want to thank you much for being here. This has been a great and refreshing look at the spirit today. For people to get in touch with me, please go to my new website, which is Kathleen A. Panning, my name, .com. And my name with the letter A in between the first and last name. And I always ask people to do two things at the end for each show. First is find 10 things every single day that you're grateful for. And it can be something very simple, like a bird you see, a flower, something, a hug, anything like that. And then one way of sharing a bit of God's love with someone else, and that can be as simple as a hug, a thank you, a text message. All of those different kinds of things are ways that we can share a bit of God's love and spread a little bit of the spirit and sunshine and God throughout the world. So again, Dr. Maureen, thank you much for being here, and look forward to you folks coming back next week for another show. So until then, God's blessings and God's peace to each and every one of you.
This has been a Flame Ministry with your host, Pastor Kathleen Panning. Tune in each week as Kathleen guides you through the many challenges that face our faith-based communities today as she ignites the ministry of your faith community so that more people can hear the message of God's love on Kathleen Panning's A Flame Ministry.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.